You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
I want to go to the phones and to the CEO of the Irish Greyhound Board, Ger Dollard. Ger, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thanks very much for joining us. How is your new role suiting you? You're formerly of this parish in Clare County Council, of course.
Absolutely, Gavin. I was just saying to Fiona there, I had just managed to get Clare FM out of my system after about 12 months without it, and the phone call comes through. So I'll be back in a high for the rest of the day, Gavin.
Delighted to hear it. Delighted. You're not missing us too much, though.
Sure, we're keeping an eye on you at the same time.
That's all right. That's not a bother at all. We're doing the same with yourselves, as you're all too well aware. Can you tell my listeners the rationale behind a move which has begun this week in the southeast in Kilkenny, and I think in Waterford as well in a few weeks' time to follow, where greyhound racing is going to happen at breakfast time, basically?
Yeah, I suppose the rationale behind it, Gavin, is everybody is changing lifestyle patterns, change the influence of the internet and online, etc. There is a market in foreign places for greyhound racing at that hour of the morning, for example, in Australia, where it's evening time. And we were approached by a company, Sports Information Services. We already had an arrangement with them to broadcast some of the evening meetings, but they had a demand for early morning meetings. So we said we would try it for 6 months. We started it in Kilkenny on Wednesday morning last, and we'll be starting it in Waterford early in January.
From what time will the racing start?
The racing will start on Wednesday in Kilkenny, just for the first day. It started at 9:18, but the regular starting time will be about 8:08 or 8:12 in the morning, depending on what the international markets want. Okay.
And talk to me about the actual meet itself. I mean, I presume, with respect to one and all that are there, that not going to be the greatest standard of racing. And audience-wise, do you have fans or supporters? Do you have bookmakers?
Yeah, it is a good standard racing. It's aimed at, I suppose, the middle grade dog, not the elite dog. And the idea is there's very tight protocols around it. So what people are looking for, the company is looking for, is very tight finishes, a lot of photo finishes, and that adds to the excitement of the race itself. You won't have public there. It's not aimed at the general public, although they are very much welcome to come if they so wish. But it's aimed, as someone said to me, there might be someone sitting in a pub in Australia watching the television, enjoying his pint or whatever, and he can enjoy Irish greyhound racing. So the people that will be there will be the owners and the trainers as part of the package. Bookmakers have to be there because they make the book, and there has to be odds on the racing, and they have to be available on the various betting platforms online. So it's, I suppose, primarily to support the industry and support the owners and trainers.
Is it a lucrative deal then, that it's supporting the industry? I mean, is it, I'm sure there's commercial sensitivities, but is it making a significant difference to your bottom line in any way?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's lucrative. I'd say over the 6 months on the trial, we'll probably break even. But what it does do is it puts money back into the industry, because every dog that takes part, whether it comes first or last, it goes away with a payment, and that payment helps towards, I suppose, the welfare of the dog, the feeding of the dog. So from the industry point of view, there is what is called run money, that if you participate in this program, every dog gets paid, and that's a way of, I suppose, supporting the industry and supporting the employment.
And there is an entry fee, but the prizes are all higher than that, basically.
Exactly, yeah.
We live in a world, as you said, which is much smaller than it used to be, with online in particular, and online gambling and everything else as well. You've been accused of fueling gambling addictions by putting on events that people can bet on so early in the morning. What's your response?
I suppose if we didn't put on the early morning greyhound racing, if you pick up your iPhone and go online, you can bet on anything at any hour of the day and night. And again, that reflects the world that we live in. I suppose greyhound racing, traditionally, it's a tote operation we operate, which is very much the small betting. But I think gambling is ubiquitous. It's like a lot of...
But you don't have to add to it.
Well, we're not adding to it, because the early morning meetings are going to replace evening meetings in Kilkenny and Galway, or in Kilkenny and Waterford, so it's not going to be an additional race meeting. I think gambling, RTE did a programme on it there recently, and there was a psychiatrist who indicated that 90% of people have no problem. And it's like all addictions, it's the minority that, and there can be some very serious problems, I do accept that, and I think the approach has been to the betting companies and that, to support those people and provide assistance where it's needed. But I think for the vast majority of people, gambling isn't an issue.
And I respect that, and I'm not somebody who's holier than thou. I will gamble from time to time, and touch wood, I haven't had a problem, but so many people have. And the company that you've engaged with, SIS, Sports Information Systems, they deal with betting operators. They provide the feed of these races to bookmakers all over the world. You talked about somebody who may be sitting down enjoying a pint or whatever it may be of an evening in Sydney watching these racing. They'll be in a bookmaker's office, Ger.
Yeah, they do provide it all over the world, but regardless of whether the races were provided, if people want to gamble, they can take up their phone 24/7 and they can gamble. And you've the proverbial two flies up a wall. People will gamble, people will wager.
But you are an organisation which receives a significant amount of state funding. You don't have to add to that.
But we're not adding to that. I mean, it's part of our remit.
You're part of it. Whatever way you wish to describe it, if you're not adding to it, you don't have to do racing at 8 o'clock in the morning.
No, but we do racing in the night time. I don't think there's any difference. Greyhound racing will be run, whether it's morning, afternoon or evening. Greyhound racing has been run. I don't think we're adding a new gambling package. I don't think we're actively going out trying to encourage the public or anybody else indeed to come out and gamble. We're providing a service which, as I said earlier on, there does seem to be a demand in international markets for.
But there is a difference, and the difference is, and I'll explain it, using your own, the IGB's own advertising, when you market a night out of the dogs, you market it as an experience. We can go, yes, we can gamble, but we can enjoy ourselves in most of the tracks. We can have a meal while we're watching the racing. It is a social occasion. This is being put on purely to allow for gambling. In a morning where you have no crowd, you've said so yourself, the only people that will be there will be the trainers, the dogs themselves and the bookmakers. It's only being put on for gambling.
Yeah, but it's not forcing people to gamble. It's, as I said, I mean, people can gamble on horse racing, people can gamble on poker, people can gamble on online games. I mean, gambling is there in whatever shape or form you want to take it. What we're putting on is an early morning meeting, which is, I suppose, meeting a gap in the international market. And in doing that, it's supporting the owners, the trainers and the breeders in the Irish greyhound industry.
So you're confident this is the right move for your industry? You're not concerned about this negative connotation?
No, I think the negative connotation has been completely blown out of proportion. A lot of the media turned up last Wednesday morning, and I'd say media were the largest part of the audience. I mean, the public won't turn out, and we never expected them to turn out. It's an industry-run operation, and as I say, it's designed to go to the international channels that have different time zones to ourselves.
I accept that, but in those countries, my concern is that there will be problem gamblers who won't know one end, well, they will know one end of a dog from another, but they won't know anything about one dog or another running in Kilkenny or in Waterford, but now they have something to gamble on. And yes, they could gamble on something else, but you as an organisation which is receiving nearly €17 million in state funding next year, you don't have to be part of that.
Oh, but our remit is to promote and support the Irish greyhound industry, and the Irish greyhound industry is a sport like many other sports, and gambling is a feature of sports.
Do you have any indication as to how much may be bet on these races?
No, we won't get those figures for a while yet. I would say in the early stages it wouldn't be huge, but again, we will trial it for the 6 months. We will see how it works, and then the board will make a decision at the end of the 6 months whether we extend or whether we go back to our traditional pattern of evening meetings.
And how has it been received by trainers in the southeast? And would you consider expanding it? And you're not the only ones to do this, so I will be fair. I know it's happening in at least two tracks in the UK as well.
Yeah, currently we have, I suppose, 7 SIS meetings, which are sports information services, going out online, and they're mostly evening and afternoon meetings. We now have 2 morning meetings. I think the whole package is part of our overall greyhound racing product. Maybe there's scope for expansion. We will have to wait and see, but I don't think we want our entire greyhound racing product to become something that's beamed to international markets. I think we have to balance it in terms of the product that we offer to people.
Okay. Ger, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Gavin. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Ger Dollard is the CEO of the Irish Greyhound Board. If you agree with me or disagree, we'd love to hear from you. We're 086 1800 964 via text or WhatsApp. Yeah, I know you can gamble all of the time, but I don't think those are my views anyway in respect of the questions I've asked of Mr. Dollar this morning. We'd love your thoughts too. As I say, do get in touch with the programme.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.